Yeah, change to my slide. Well, whenever I see this slide, I'm very joyful because that baton, no, not that baton, that image is very cute. Don't you think so? You don't think so? 所以每次我看到这个slide的时候呢，我就有一点不，有点开，很开心，因为这个图案呢非常可爱。 Yeah. Do you like 财神爷? Okay. Do you like God's prosperity? You don't like? Sure? Sure or not? 如果今天, okay, sure or not? You don't like God's prosperity? Yeah. 我们每个人都喜欢发财啦。 这是我们内心里面的不想说出来的话, right? Okay. Wow. So this is today I'm going to talk about the God of prosperity is coming to town part two. 今天跟大家分享的是财道福道财神道恭喜发财第二讲。那上个星期呢，我们讲到以色列子民跟上帝之间立约, right? So last week we talked about the covenant between the people of God and God Jehovah on the Mount of Sinai. The Sinai 上面的时候，耶和华与他自己的子民立约。上帝的子民在这段经文里面是这么记载：两次向神说，我们都必遵行耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行，然后立下血约。 So in this passage, according to the Bible, and then the people of God declare twice to the Lord Jehovah, everything that the Lord has said, we will do. Everything that the Lord has said, we will obey. We will obey and we will do. So you see, and then they made a covenant, and this is a covenant of blood. Because Moses sprinkled the blood onto this the people of God. So this is a blood covenant. Whenever we talk about a blood covenant, it's about what? Life and death. This is a covenant of life and death. 所以每当我们看到血约的时候，在圣经上面记载，它是一个关于生与死的一个约定。所以当上帝的子民说，我愿意遵行，这是生与死之间的关系。It's very important, it's very critical. 这是非常重要，也非常关键的，因为这是生与死之间的约定，这是血约。So, So what did the people of God should obey? What should the people of God obey? 那么 according to the law of Moses, okay, 他们需要遵行什么？根据摩西的律法，他们需要遵行很多很多东西。They have to obey a lot of things listed in the law of Moses in the Torah. But today I'm going to talk about how they handle the money. How they handle the possession, how they handle the land, how they handle the blessing, the material blessing God gave them. 那今天我们就透过摩西五经当中来学习说，上帝要教他子民如何遵行，按照摩西五经当中的律法，怎么样去管理神所赐的物质上面祝福跟财富。那么简单来说呢，管理钱财物质的五个原则，透过这个摩西律法当中。 至少我们可以，至少我们有这五个 principle， 我们有这五个原则。 Now today we going to look on the five principle how the people of God to steal the money possession according to the Torah, the Mosaic law, how the people of God should obey and steward money and possessions. This is at least five principle we can find from the law of Moses. First, is a dispute the possession according to a number of people. 所以第一个就是要按人数来分配产业。 So here in the Numbers 26:54 said, larger group, you got a larger inheritance. Small group, you got a smaller one. So you receive the inheritance according to the number of those listed. So you know that when they enter the land of Canaan, each tribe will have a piece of land. But according to how many members of the tribe, if the group is larger, they will have a bigger and a wider land. This is how the possession is being disputed to the people of God. So 那个时候第一个原则就是按人数来分配产业。人多的就拿多的，人少就人少的，这是非常公平的事情。每个人就按着他所属的人数，按产业分给个人。就当时当以色列子民进到迦南地的时候，约书亚帮他们分领土地。 有一些支派比较多人，就拿比较大的土地，这是很公平的。所以上帝的原则是什么？ Just enough, not more than what you're supposed to have. That is the principle there. But normally we want more, more and more. That is our heart. 我们的心就是想要多更多，多而又多，多到一种程度呢，希望说什么能够保证一生一世呢住在耶和华殿中，从此呢就不再忧忧虑虑了。Because we don't want to be worried, that's why we need to gain more, in order that we can live peacefully without worry in the for the remaining of our life on this earth. This is our heart. But God said, you just need what you need. 所以说，圣经上面有说过一句话，给的凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的就是他所有的都要全部拿来。 God will give you the gift according to your ability, according to your according how you steward his possession. 神会告把他自己的恩赐，把他自己的恩典或者他的祝福，物质上面祝福给你，就看你如何去管理他所赐给你的。多的就给你多的，少的就给你少的，这是非常公平的事情。通常我们很想什么的，你口袋里面的是我，口袋里面的是我的，你口袋里面的是你的，我想把你口袋里面成为我的，而我口袋里面的还是我的。 Very good, you all know this, this is a principle. 所以我们每个人都想别人口袋里面的成为我口袋里面的，如果每个人都这么想的话，那就完了，对不对？不是完了，就是大家就开始什么，就想我要更多更多更多。 Because what we want is that the money in my pocket is my mind, is mine. Money in your pocket is yours. Well, somehow I want to take the money from your pocket into my pocket, so that my pocket money mine and your pocket money ultimately will be mine too, in order that I can get more and more. 但圣经说，你需要这么多吗？ Do you need that much? Yeah.So this is the first principle. The second one from Leviticus 19:9-10 is that it says that leave them for the poor of the alien. Uh-oh, something blocked my PowerPoint. I cannot see. Wow, suddenly it became like this. What is going on? Is there any alien there? Well. Okay, I have to see the PowerPoint, see what's happening, what's going on. So the second principle is that you need to have a pity on those who are the in poverty. According to the Mosaic law, you don't harvest everything on the corner of the field. You leave all the crops around the corner of the field for those in poverty. That is the second principle.So that is what we can, the story of Ruth. You know, family with the story of Ruth, how Ruth got the food is because Boaz do not reach to the very edges of the field and gather the gleaning of your harvest. Leave the harvest to those in poverty. 所以大家都晓得路德记里面的故事，就是在田野的角落中间，你不要把所有的这些麦全部割完，把那些剩下的留给那些当中有贫穷的人。 What is the principle here? 这里的原则是什么？ The principle, the background here is you used to be the slave in the land of Egypt. 这里的原则是你曾经何时也是成为什么？成为过奴隶。因为你当然成过奴隶的话，你今天就必须要什么？神祝福于你，你就要是怜悯那些在你当中里面穷苦的人。这是后面最重要的背景。This is the background of this principle. You've been the slave before. You know the suffering being a slave. So you now have the compassion on those in poverty. 所以说，田里收割的庄稼不可割尽田角，要留给穷人和寄居的。因为你曾几何时也是成为一个什么奴隶过。你知道当时的困难难受，所以今天神赐福于你了，你必须要什么，在你们当中连续那些需要的穷人。这是非常简单一个 principle， 就是神 在你过去当中所你所经历的，今天神加给你，神加给你是一个赐福，但是更重要就是背后是使你能够了解，在你周遭当中也有一些像你曾经一样经历过痛苦的人。上个星期讲完道的时候呢，加基弟兄跟我讲，那四位列祖，无论是欺骗、受痛苦，还是跟人家争，都在我们生命中发生过。If you reflect the sermon from last week, Brother Jaji shared with me, the patriarch experienced what? The conflict. They also experienced a famine, the suffering, as well as a conflict. But all these experiences happen in our life too. 这些都是发生在我们生命当中的事情。但是我们所经历这些每一件事情的时候，神并没有什么不恩待我们，仍然继续不断恩待我们，赐福于我们，使到我们知道，在经历这些所有的经历当中的时候，我们更能够了解在我们周遭的人。Whatever happened in my history, whatever happened in our history or in your life, there's a purpose there. No matter it's good or bad, either good or bad, there's always a purpose behind all these experiences, including our biblical character. 就算是圣经里面的这些伟大的人物所经历的，其实多多少少在我们生命当中我们都经历，所经历无论是好的不好的，我们曾经也骗过人的钱， agree? 或者我们的钱被人家骗掉，对不对？或者是我们曾经跟人家争某些东西，这些都是在圣经里面的故事里面我们都可以找到。但是我们无论经历过多少的过去，无论是好是坏的，但神竟然今天仍然使我们赐福于我们，让我们更重要了解人生是怎么一回事。This is how we can understand what life is. No matter either good or bad that they happen in our life, God can change everything to His own purpose. 他自己的目的要达成，所以让我们能够去理解我们周遭所遇到的人。所以其中一个呢，就是能够怜悯我们周遭的全人。Is have compassion on those in poverty. This is second principle. God bless you. God prosper you.In order that you have compassion on those in poverty. Very easy principle, 大家都明白的一个原则。神赐福于你，并不是要让你做大，不是让你的仓房越做越大，然后积攒更多的，然后呢，无忧无虑的过你接下来生命。It's not like that. It's not like you destroy your barn or your storehouse and you build a bigger one and then you can store more things.In order that you can live happily ever after for the remaining of your life on this earth. 不是这样子的。It's to what? To bless other people. To have compassion on those in poverty. Okay, 第三个、I think you need to move a little bit. 不然的话他就不会走了。Yeah. So, this is the second principle. What would be the third principle? Look at the 持续神信靠神持续的供应。Trust that God will continue to provide. Trust. This is a matter of trust. Trust that God will continue to provide. In Exodus 23:10-12, 他那边说什么事情? For 6 years, you are to sow your fields and harvest the crop. But during the 7th year, let the land lie unplowed and unused. 他说你六年耕种,但是第七年呢,就叫地休息,不要再耕种了。那他就开始问了。那如果第七年不种的话，那第八年我吃什么呢？对吧？你有没有担心说今年我不工作，那我明年我今年不工作，我今年吃什么？那我今年不工作的话，我不积攒钱的话，我明年吃什么？ This is a very real situation. In reality, we worry about this. 所以六年耕种，第七年不休息，那第八年我吃什么呢？但神就对他们说。你七年不，我这七年我们不耕种，不收藏土产，我们必在第六年将我所命的福赐给你们。神说，在第六年我将我们赐给你们，地便生什么？三年的土产 ，3 years of produce。第八年你们要耕种，也要吃粮，那么第九年呢，你就东西吃了。所以第六年、第七年、第八年，神就给你解决了。所以第六年，神就嘛给你三年的土产。 就第六年、第七年、第八年，第八年开始耕种，第九年你就有了。This is God's plan. 就神对上帝的子民说 ，God said to the people of God that on the seventh year you cannot plow, you cannot plow the land. Let the land rest for a year, but I will bless you on the sixth year. The land will yield enough for 3 years. On the sixth year, 7 years, and 8 years. And then you walk on the land on the eighth year, and then you will have food to eat on the ninth year. 第九年你就有东西吃了。This is God's plan. Trust that God will provide. But sometimes we don't trust that invisible God. 但是我们有时候不会用于相信的看不见的上帝。我们相信看，我们比较相信的是什么？看得见的，钱钱钱，老子有钱 ，right? So we want to rely on the visible money, 钞票 ，visible cash, and credit card, 因为那是看得见、可以抓得到的。上帝抓也抓不到，也不知道在哪里。所以说 ，this is our heart, 这是我们的心。我们不觉得上帝靠不住。还是信用卡靠得住，对不对 ？Credit card trust 嘛，他比较靠得住嘛，对不对？上帝看不见，靠不住。This is the thing. Okay, the next one, honor God through the tithing. Tithing here. 所以接下来就是透过十一来尊荣神。十一是属于神的 ，tithing belongs to God. This is a portion belongs to God. Give the portion belongs to God back to God.为什么神要我们有这 tithing 呢？第一是要我们知道，我们所拥有的是从神来的。The principle behind this is all we have is from God. To remind us, as we tithe, we remind ourselves everything that we have belongs to God. That is what the core principle behind this: honor God through the tithing. But apart from that, 还有一些其他原因。There's another reason behind this. Here is that. So that the Levite, who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the aliens, fatherless, and the widows who live in your town may come and eat and be satisfied. 因为这里说过，所以说那一些无份无业的利未人和城里寄居的孤儿寡妇都可以来吃得饱足。谁是那些无德无业离位人呢？就像我这样子，这是 no just kidding， OK 啊，还有什么城里寄居的孤儿寡妇都可以来吃得饱足。所以他说，你每逢三年的末一年，你将本年的土产十分之一都取出来，不止每年十分取一份，然后每三年还有十分的取一份。总之呢，整体来说 ，tithing 就是要来尊荣神。把神所需要的给神，另外一方面是什么？还是要什么眷顾到你周遭这些的寡妇孤儿所需要的人。其实在神管理钱财当中有一个很重要很重要的一个原则，一直不断的重复，就是顾念在你周遭那些有需要的人。 If you look at the Mosaic law one after another, most of the time the way God asked his people to steward the money and possession. One thing that always repeated is you need to bless those in need amongst you. The widow, the orphans, as well as those in poverty. That is a principle repeatedly show up in the Mosaic law.Whenever you talk about the money and possession of material blessing. 所以每一次讲到物质生活的时候，上帝赐恩给你的时候，在摩西五经当中很常一直不断提起一件事情，你要顾念在你中间那一些很需要的人。主要原因就是因为你曾经也是在什么，在被奴役的当中，你曾经也在受苦的当中，列祖曾经在埃及地住过，你必须要眷顾着他们。就无论是Tithing, either this trust that God will continue to provide, all this time to one big principle of compassion on those that you need among you. 一直 repeat 同样的原则的原则。接下来一个 ，Do not defraud your neighbor money. 不要欺诈他人的钱财，不可欺压你的邻舍，不可抢夺他的物，雇工人工价，不可放在那里过夜，留到早晨。Do not defraud your neighbor of robbing. Do not hold back the wages of a hired man overnight. 就是不欺诈他人钱财。所以这一些是五个 five core principles in steward money and possession God gave us. 神已经给予我们的，就是按人数分配产业。今天在我不知道你们怎么分家产了。因为我也没有家产，我也不知道怎么分，所以你们想想你们怎样分家产，哪一个家庭的孩子比较多就给多一点，你会这样子给吗？不会啊，我爱的哪一个孩子比较多就给他，哪一个孝顺我比较多的我就给他，对吧？ OK, whatever is it, distributed possession according to the number of the people, this is God's principle. And second one, have compassion on those in povertyThird, trust that God will continue to provide and honor God through tithing and do not defraud your neighbor money. So, 这就是五个按人数分配产业，连续全人需要，持续神会供应，透过十一尊荣神，不欺诈他们的钱财。但是上帝的子民是如何管理神所赐予他们钱财物资呢？从这本故事里面， From this story, how did God's people steal the material blessing from God? So once they already entered the land of Canaan,当他们进入迦南美地的时候，上帝的子民真的是得到了许多物质的生活、物质的享受、钱财的物质。那上帝的子民是如何管理的呢？ Obviously, you know from the story in the Old Testament, how did God people use the money and material blessing God gave them? First, make gold and silver idols. 你知道吗？神给你很多金跟银，结果呢，你却去把做金偶像跟银偶像。And then, 有个历史，他们不听从，应着景象，离弃耶和华他们神迹，住了嘛，两个牛犊的像。They know in the story, they know in the history, 他们曾经，他们知道在他们历史当中，曾经有这么做过金牛犊，而且当天有三千人被杀，圣经非常愤怒，这些都是他们所知道的故事。但是呢，仍然还是什么，做这些牛犊的像，仍然做什么，用金做金偶像跟银偶像。做偶像，做金偶像跟银偶像不是不需要本钱的。It's you need money, you need gold, you need silver to make this idol, right? But this is not God's principle. 但是第一个就是吧，做财神爷，建财神爷，建财神庙，建得越大越好，这样子呢更加有保障。This is how God's people handle the money.今天可能呢，我们不会去做一个偶像或等等 ，but sometimes in some way, we will invest our money to a bigger iPhone, the big one, okay? Or what? I don't know. We our heart is a factory building idols. 有没有听过这句话？人的心是什么？建造偶像的地方，人的心是建造偶像的地方。虽然我们今天不会去建金偶像、银偶像，花很多钱去建个财神爷、财神庙，但是我们的心就是一直不断制造更多更多的工厂。我们是心是制造偶像的工厂，只是它是什么，只有你自己清楚。What's that idol in your heart? You know that.So, people of God make gold and silver idols. And then, oppress and rob others. 国民众民一味的欺压、惯行抢夺、亏负困苦全乏的、背离欺压的居民的。From the book of Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel said, the people of the land practice extortion, commit robbery. They oppress the poor and needy and mistreat the alien.Denying them justice. This is what? Against the law of Moses. This is not right way to steal the material blessing from God. They oppress and rob others. And the prophet Micah said, they covet fields and seize them. 先知米迦书说，他们贪图田地就占据，贪图房屋便夺取。There's one story in the Bible talking about the king. The king seized the land of other people. Do you remember that story? Can you give me one story? Yeah, King Ahab. Yeah, how one? 拿了水的葡萄园, neighbor, Naboth, the vineyard. 连做完的, even a king, not only this king built an idol, but this king also what? Seized the land of others' people. 所以这个王就是亚哈王，不只是见偶像、见财神爷、巴利，他甚至呢还怎么抢别人家的葡萄园？王都是如此了，那人民会如何呢？那那些跟随的领袖们会是怎样子的呢？你可想而知。 Even a king oppressed, robbed others. Could you imagine those follow him, the leaders of that country, the people of God, how they behave, how they steal the money and possession from God. They squander in luxury. 他们只顾了钱财享受. This is in the Bible. 阿摩斯说他们躺卧在象牙床上, 喝咖啡, 对不对? 书生躺在堂上, 吃群众的羊羔, 各种的葡萄酒, 还有什么? 用善德的有魔身, 却不为约瑟的苦难担忧. They do not grieve over the room of Joseph. They lay on bed, ivory, and lounge on their couches. They just squander in luxury. But what is the core principle of God's law? How you steward your possession and money? You need to give to those in poverty, in need among you. But you rob them. Not only you rob them, you do not grieve over the room of Joseph. You squander yourself in luxury. The first and the last one, leaders coveting the money. 首领为什么贿赂而行审判? The leader just for a bribe. The king, not only the king, but also the leader. 不只是王，连领袖们都是这样子做的。 你们若不听从耶和华你神的话, 你必受咒诅。 This is in the Mosaic Law. 因为什么? 是血约, 是生命与死亡之间的关系。 So if you do not obey the law of your God, you will be cursed. Because that is a life and death covenant. You said, I will obey, I will do. But if you do not obey, you will be cursed. The Lord will turn the rain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the sky until you are destroyed. And the fruit of your womb will be cursed. And the crops of the land, and the calf of your herd, and the lands of your flock will be destroyed. 讲得很清楚, 就是你所生的、地所产的, 牛犊、羊羔都必受咒诅。 我不会使雨降在地上，变为尘沙，从天临到你身上，直到你灭亡。 It's very, very critical here. 这些话是在还没有发生很多事情以前, 神早就已经先讲清楚了。 Because you did not serve the Lord God joyfully and gladly at the time of prosperity. God 神并没有违背他的诺言, 他的确 prosper you, 他的确使你发财了。感谢主, 因为你富有的时候, 不欢心乐意地侍奉耶和华你的神, 所以你必在饥饿干渴, 吃肉跟缺乏当中, 你的五谷, 新酒, 油, 牛犊, 羊羔, 都不给你留下, 直到将你灭绝。 Wow. 一切的财物都是神所赐予的, 一切的财物都是属于神的。当用敬畏的心来管理钱财，而不是贪婪的心，在钱财物上尊荣神，他们必无所缺。 All money and possession from God belong to God. So serve God by stealing money and possession with God-given, God-fearing heart, 不是 coveting heart. If you honor God through the money and possession, you shall not be in want. This is a core principle in the Bible, how do we deal with money and possession? But the people of God do not obey. What is the problem? 但是上帝的子民并没有遵守，问题是什么？ Coveting. What is the root cause of coveting? 那有没有想过，贪嘛， 想要更多嘛，那根本的原因是什么？ What's the root cause that we covered more and more? Worry, right? 安全感 is a security issue. What is the root cause? The root cause is money of God. 财富超过神。Invisible and visible, 很实在的。Visible is money, invisible is God. 看得见的是钱财，看不见的是上帝。Which one you want to hold on more? Hold on to more and more and tightly. 哪一个你要抓得紧紧的？ Hold tightly, 当然是 credit card 啊。你去买东西的时候，上帝不会问你还钱的。Right? So when you go to shopping, you're not going to buy, God will not buy you lunch.It's a credit card, buy you lunch, right? So this is reality. So sometimes, 财富超过神，天下没有降下来，什么？天下没有白色的午餐，还有什么？中国人怎么讲？天下不可能馅饼掉下来嘛， right? There's no, how to say 馅饼 in Chinese, in English, I don't know. It's a pancake or what? There's no free pancake from the sky, whatever.Because what? Money is of God. We're putting money of God. The root cause is money. The God of prosperity is beyond that true God. 财神爷真正那个财那个 idol 那个偶像那个财富是真正是超过神的比他还要大因为那是看得见的。That is why when in the wilderness when Moses was on the Mount Sinai is been away for many 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 days they haveThey really feel insecurity, and then they don't know who's going to lead them throughout through this desert. They're not secure. So they want to build what? They want to build one idol. And this idol they can see, they can touch, they can worship. 所以说为什么在旷野当中的时候，当摩西在西乃山上面这么久没有下来，不知道跑到哪里去，那谁会带领着我们？将来我们怎么走？我们吃什么？我们喝什么？所以我们比较看得见的结果就把上帝呢变成是一个嘛金牛犊我们可以拜的我们可以依靠的因为我们希望嘛看见的多过于看不见的 Because we rely on the visible one more than the invisible one We trust the visible one more than the invisible one This is the reality 财富超过神结果上帝自己的百姓无论是北国以色列还是南国犹大就被什么被掳到外邦人中间所以亚述王就把以色列掳到亚述 and then 巴比伦尼布加尼撒把这些耶路撒冷的人掳去了吗掳去到巴比伦 we all know this story but I want you to pay attention to one little thing 但是我要你们注意一个很重要的细节加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿和耶和华殿里的财宝上帝的哦这属于上帝的财宝 OK 上帝家中的器皿全都带去了带到巴比伦去 But I want you to pay attention to one little thing in the Bible You record the king of Babylon carry all the articles from the temple of God both large and small the treasure of the Lord's temples and the treasure of the king and his official, and brought all this to the land of Babylon. Okay, what to do? In the book of Daniel, here it said, the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. And remember here, the Lord delivered a lot with some of the articles from the temple of God to the king of Babylon. 记得但以理书里面这样子记载着当巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来到耶路撒冷将城围困是谁将圣殿里面这些器皿财物跟财宝给巴比伦王圣经记载主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中的器皿几份交付他手他就把这器皿带到示拿地收入他神的庙里放在他神的库中是谁交给巴比伦王的 是上帝允许的。上帝说好，你就把我的财物拿去吧。 OK， 所以上帝的子民不好好使用，好，现在给谁？给尼布加尼撒，让放到尼布加尼撒，一切都是神自己的手在工作。 So here it said, the Lord delivered along with some of the articles from the temple of God to the king of Babylon. So who is the owner of all this possession? Still God himself. And now at this moment, is God deliver all this article from the temple, all the treasure to the king of Babylon. The people of God, I give it to you, but you don't treat it well, so I give it to the king of Babylon. So, not only about the people of God, 这里不是只是单单有上帝的子民，甚至属于那些不是上帝的子民外邦人当中，神也是也要看神怎么样子来对待他们。 Now we turn a little bit attention to the people, to the Gentile. Okay, turn a little bit to the king of Babylon. Those are people not the chosen by God. 我们先来看另外一群人，就是那些外邦人。 King of Babylon 做了一件事情是什么？在但以理书里面有一个故事。In the book of Daniel, there's one very vivid story did by the king of Babylon. 就是 king of Babylon 就建了一个吗？很大的金像。Still remember? Now, let us watch this movie.
Worship that. No! With all our hearts, we follow you.
Bow your heads!
And seek your presence.
With all my heart, I follow you. I fear you. I seek your presence.
Bring them!
Oh, my friends, your faith will be tested now.
We follow you. We seek your presence. With all our heart, we follow you. We seek your presence.
When we wish to bend something that is hard and unyielding, what do we do with it? We put it into the fire.
Majesty,
take him.
We hear you.
And we seek your presence.
Burn them. Majesty, no. Burn them. What? No. Bring oil.
Please
come.
Take me.
Fire!
Hear my cry. The cords of death entangle me. The anguish of the grave consumes me. Do not ignore my tears. I am overcome by sorrow. I call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, save me!
My enemies will be dealt. They will turn back in shame. Why do they not burn?
Come on.
people of Judah, rise. God is with us. He's with us. God is with us.
So in the land, in the foreign land, thanks God, God raised 3 young people to testify his name. 感谢主在异地外邦人中间 神兴起了三位年轻人为他自己来做见证，而尼布加尼撒因为经历了这些事情，的确见证到以色列的上帝耶和华是真的是很伟大的，的确是掌权的、掌管历史的那位主。 The king of Nebuchadnezzar truly confessed and acknowledged, and this God of people of Israel, God Jehovah, truly is a God of history, a sovereign God who is who control the history from the history from eternity. He acknowledged that. And then his grandchild, Bessasa, one day in chapter 5, record one story, gave a great banquet for thousands of noble and drank wine with them. 记得他的孙子伯萨萨王在《但以理书》第5章记载一个故事，就是他为他的1000个大臣设摆宴席，与这1000人对面的饮酒，发生了什么事情？
Yes, you see these vessels? In Jerusalem, they were used for the worship of their God. Now, instead of the blood of bulls and rams, let them flow with foaming wine. For I am not a devourer of blood. I am a devourer of drink. And joy spare. To Marduk, the god of our city.
Marduk!
And to our idols of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone, partake of our pleasures and protect our city. Whoever reads this and tells me what it means shall be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around his neck and be made third highest ruler in the kingdom.
You remember this story? 王啊，至高的神，曾将国位。 大权、荣耀、威严赐给你的父尼布加尼撒，但尼布加尼撒曾经心高气傲，他就被赶出离开世人，吃草如牛，直到他知道至高的神在人的国中掌权，国位、大权、荣耀、尊严都是他所赐予的。你呀，伯萨善。 你是他的孙子，你虽然知道这一切，你并不自卑，竟向天上的主至高，将殿中的器皿拿来。那个器皿是从哪里来的？主交给尼布加尼撒的，拿来做什么？你竟然不赞美神，却赞美不能看、不能听、无知无事、金银铜铁木石所造的神。 却没有将荣耀归于那手中有你气息管理一切行动的神。Remember here, O King, the Most High God, gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty, greatness, glory, and splendor, all kind of prosperity, including what? Including the utensil, the treasure from the temple. But when his heart became arrogant, he was driven away from people and given the mind of the animal until he confessed and acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men. But you, his son, Belshazzar, you not humble yourself. Even though you knew all this, but you set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had a goblet, the treasure from the temple, and brought to you. And you praised the God of silver and gold and bronze, iron, wood, and stone. So what is and you did not give the glory, honor to the God who holds you in his, you hold your life and all your ways. And finally, on that same very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylon, was slain.
所以就在当夜的时候, 加勒底王波沙沙就被杀了。
See that? This is what happened in the foreign land. Not only to the people of God, but also the foreign land. This is all about a king's story. Now we turn to the king of Jesus. And when Jesus came, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is near. Repent." And he went into the synagogue. He said that, "I'm the one come to preach the good news to the poor, to release, to proclaim the freedom for the prisoner, and give sight for the blind, and release the oppressed."
当真正的王来到的时候, 无论是亚哈王、尼布加尼撒王、波萨撒王，这些都过去了。真正王来到的时候，他说：“天国近了，你们当悔改。”他来的时候，说：“我要传福音给贫穷的，报告被掳的释放，瞎眼的看见，受压制的得自由，免我们的债，如同我们免了人债。”
Forgive our debtor as we forgiven our debtors. You cannot serve two lords at the same time, both God and money.
这已经说得很清楚了，你们不能侍奉两个主，不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。当他说完这些所有的时候，法利赛人呢就讥笑他，因为法利赛人是什么？贪爱钱财的。
When Jesus said all this, the Pharisee who loved money heard all this, they were sneering at Jesus.
为什么呢?
法利赛人做了一件事情, they what? They are hypocrite. They devour widows' houses. This is recorded in the Bible.
他说,你这假冒伪善的文士法利赛人, 你侵吞了寡妇的家产。
在人面前自以为意. This is what happened during Jesus' time. 这就是在耶稣那个时代所发生的事情。 在位高位的这些犹太人, 上帝的子民, 文士跟法利赛人, 他们在人面前自称为义, 贪爱钱财。 主耶稣说过一样子的比喻, 就是对那个少年财主说, 你把你自己所有的钱财卖掉, 捐给穷人。 但是那位少年的财主悠悠愁愁地走了，因为他产业很多。 So you hear, Jesus said, in one encounter with the young, the wealthy man, he said that, sell all your possession and give them to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. But he went away sad, because he had great wealth.
不愿意给，不愿意放下，这很大很大的一个。 我觉得这是要需要很大的决心。所以主耶稣说不要忧虑，
See first his kingdom and his righteousness. 不要忧虑，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都加给你们。所以当你看这些经文的时候，这些所有经文都是跟旧约当中是连在一起的。当主耶稣所教导这些经文的时候，这些所有经文都告诉我们一件事情：上帝是他真正的产业。 耶和华是真正是你自己的产业，当谦卑，把神所赐予你的顾念在你周遭所需要的人。 So all this teaching, all this scripture from Jesus, all go back to the Old Testament. It all talked about all possession comes from God. God bless you for a purpose. Be mindful of those around you in need. Those in need around you. And do not worry. Seek first His kingdom, His righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. 不要忧虑，先求他的国而已，这些东西就加给你们。The invisible one and the visible one. Which one is visible? Which one is invisible? Which one is more important? 看得见的跟看不见的，哪一个比较重要？哪一个需要我们用信心的去寻求的，去抓住的？他的国和他的义，还是什么？这些东西，哪一个先，哪一个后？ It's very hard. This is our lesson. 这是我们一生要所学的功课，这非常难的问题。那我们来看耶稣。耶稣其实真的是过去很鄙视的生，被人鄙视的生活。In several ways, Jesus lived an ignominious life. You can see he was born in a manger to an unmarried couple from a backwater town. As an adult, he was rejected by his family. He wandered homelessly and died in thorough humiliation on the cross. But he is a king, but he lived in several ways. Jesus lived an ignominious life.但是你觉得有点东西非常的反合性，非常矛盾。这位王在很多方面却过着非常鄙视的生活，家庭不是太好，出身也不是太好，无家可归，四处漂流，最后死的时候是羞羞辱辱的，赤身露体的挂在十字架上面。但是虽然他是这样子一位耶稣，但他却是一个能够说出这样子话的人。 But even though Jesus lived an ignominious life, but somehow it's very paradox. You see how paradox is life on this earth. At the same time, he lived an ignominious life, despised by people, even died on the cross naked. But at the same time, he also declared, I have come that they have my life and have it to the full. 但是你觉得很矛盾或者很反合性的，他居然会说出这些话，我来了是叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛，甚至呢他能够使人吃饱，他也能使人喝得足，吃饱喝足都行。 But paradoxically you will see that Jesus feed people and you have leftover 12 basket, but he said that whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst, but at the same time he's poorHe's despised, but at the same time he's rich. He's abundant. He lived a very abundant life. This is Jesus. At the end, he died on the cross, naked. 他最终的时候，他死在十字架上是赤身露体的，什么都没有。最终的时候，连葬的地方呢，是一个财主给他的。Even at the end, the grave where he was buried was given by a wealthy man.你们知道我们主耶稣基督恩典吗？他本来是富足的，却为你们成了贫穷，这样你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。 So here is a principle. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he turned things upside down. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.So today, we become rich for what? If we are the small Christ, Jesus is a big Christ, we are a small Christ. People say that, right? 主耶稣是基督，我们是小基督， we follow, Christ's follower. God's become poor so that we, actually, essentially poor, become rich. And he is poor, is rich, become poor. And now, we become rich, what's the outcome? How we respond?Small Christ, 小基督，我们应该是如何回应他？不是继续的 read 下去，而是知道如何去 share, right? 所以跟随主的门徒们，像彼得，其实他是有钱的，但他就说 ，Silver and gold I do not have. 真的吗？他有的，但他就 Silver and gold I do not have. But what I gave.What I have is what? In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk. Taking him the right hand. So this story, you know that. 彼得说金银我都没有，他就在那一个瘸腿的人立刻见状了。然后有一个人呢，想要买神的恩赐，觉得用钱可以买，那就 Simon。他想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。There's one story in the book of Acts. You thought you could buy the gift of God with money? Today, we thought that we can buy the gift from God through our money. 所以我们可以用我们的钱来贿赂神，得到更多的 blessing 跟 prosperity。 我们有些时候不会这么做，但我们内心里面有时候会有这种想法，你给的多，上帝就会祝福你更多，对吧？ Sure? 你成为基督徒之后，你是更富有了，对吗？还是更穷了？ I don't know how to answer all this question. This all ethical question. 不过我知道一件事情，上帝使你成为基督徒，不是叫你富有。 God is notmaking you a Christian so that you can be rich. I mean, maturely. 不是要让你物质上充足。这是很重要的一个原则。那这一段经文大家仔细来看。若有人传异教，不出从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话与那合乎敬虔道理，自高自大，一无所知，世上真理真理，他们是以什么？以敬虔为得利的门路。If anyone teaches a false doctrine and does not agree to the sound instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ and the godly teaching, he is conceited, understands nothing, who has been robbed of the truth and who thinks that godliness is a means to financial gain. 已经我认识在教会里面，甚至有许多的传道人， I just say 传道人 preacher, pastor, sometime, I'm not saying all the time,Godliness is a means to financial gain. This is not my word. This is a Paul's word to the Timothy. 这不是我的话，这是当时保罗写给提摩太的一句话。许多人是以敬虔为得利的门路，无论是法利赛人也好，今天对我们成为基督徒的，甚至成为上帝自己的传道人的，我们就要特别特别的小心，因为我们很可能是以敬虔为得利的门路。我们可能会说好听的话，我们可能会说人家耳朵喜欢听的话，为的是什么？ Financial gain， 就是得利的门路。 Sometimes we don't do the sound doctrine teaching. We teach according what they want to hear, what they like, in order for what? For the financial gain, for prosperity. We have to be very careful. Not only ChristianBut especially those who serve God. 保罗在这里就说，我未曾贪图一个人的金银跟衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用。 Paul said, I have not coveted anyone's silver, gold and clothing. You yourself know that this hand of mine has supplied my own need and the need of my companions. 你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯，你的幽暗必变如正午。 If you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry, your night will become like the noonday. 这是基经文，大家非常的知道，神所要的是什么呢？不就是行公义、好怜悯、全谦卑的心与你神同行吗？ To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. 许多的人爱心就慢慢渐渐冷淡了，在这个时代中间 ，because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, including our we as a Christian. 因为在这个时代中间，你权的更多，积财的更多，更有保障，所以我们爱心就渐渐淡了。Understand? Agree? 因为今天我们的世代越来越邪恶了，你权的多一点点，保障就会更大。许多人的爱心就渐渐冷淡了。来，我们看一个影片，是在公教宣教合场的 It's on the mission field。
In my country, Christians are persecuted for their faith. My name is Salavat. I'm a pastor in northern Uzbekistan. I had been convicted and sentenced to 8 years in prison. After I served only 4 months, they dropped the charges and released me. I was praising God and went home to my wife and 2 daughters. When I got there, my little girl was so excited to see me. The police had been watching our house, and no one had been able to help my family. The food was gone, and for the last week they had nothing but water. Our baby couldn't even nurse, because my wife had no milk to give her. In prison, I had endured many things, but nothing prepared me for seeing my family like this. My wife asked me, "What will we do?" And I said, "We will pray, and our God will provide." The next morning, I went to work in the garden. Nothing was growing, but I didn't know what else to do. When my daughter came out to help me, she asked, "If we work in the garden, will your God give us bread?" I told her to wait, to trust in God. So we just kept working. We kept praying. A few hours later, 2 men suddenly appeared at our house. They asked if my name was Salavat. I said yes, and asked them what their names were. They said it wasn't important. And when I reached out to shake their hands, one of them placed an envelope in mine. I looked and saw that it was full of money. When I looked up, the men were gone. I don't know who they were or where they came from, but my daughter and I rejoiced. God had provided. As I share this story, I am now again being watched by the police and could be arrested at any time. I am not afraid of going back to prison, but I pray, please God, don't let my family go hungry.
What do you pray for? The Lord said, "Did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?" 主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃，渴了，给你喝？但你这些事做在我弟兄中间，就是做在我身上。And the king replied, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Throughout this end time, 到这个末世的时刻，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and does not do sins. Finally, 最后 it's come to the climax of this today message. 那最后的时候，结束的时候，来到了今天信息的最重要部分，也就是到了启示录。We come to the book of Revelation. What happened in the end?At the end, you'll see the king, the great city of Babylon. The great city of Babylon, in 1 hour, such great wealth has it brought to ruin. 你发现在启示录当中最终最终最终的时候，有一个叫做大巴比伦城。启示录怎么描写？在一夜之间，这么大的富厚、富贵就归于无有了。整个大巴比伦城全部都倾倒了。启示录里面是怎么样子形容的？当大巴比伦倾倒之后，全地大喊哈利路亚，救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的神。 Do you see that? When the economy, when the financial gain, when the richness of this world collapsed, brought to ruin, what is the response of the peopleOf God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation, glory, and power belong to God, true and just at His judgment. Try to imagine all the stock market all collapse. Oh, many gone, and people of God declare hallelujah. This is how hallelujah came out. 我不知道当你发现你自己的这个股市啊什么东西已经跌落到谷底当中的时候，你会大叫说 hallelujah 吗？ Will you declare hallelujah when the stock market collapse, go down to the down pit? Will you still say hallelujah, salvation and glory to the God? But the revelation declare at the end of the day, all the material blessing, all the material things on this earth, economy, stock market, all will collapse, go into ruin. And at that time, the response of people of God is, hallelujah. 你发现当一切都成为过去的时候，股市崩盘之后，当这一些所有的经济所有的效应都过去的时候，地上属于上帝之民百姓，圣经继续的记载是大声说哈利路亚，救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的上帝。从今以后在主里面死的人有福了，他们要吸掉自己劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。 This is the hope that we haveToward the end time. I don't know your situation right now. I don't know your situation in the future, in the day to come. But I know one thing. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, said the Spirit. They will rest from their labor, for the deed will follow them. That is a hope as a people of God. 我们要吸掉自己劳苦，做工要随着我们。这是我们的 assurance. This is our assurance.这是我们的确据，我们荣耀的确据，盼望的确据。因为当时到了真正主再来的时候，那才是我们真正发财的时候了。Do you know that? When the Lord Jesus comes, there is a real time we prosper. Do you believe that?
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain.And showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, having the glory of God, and her light was like to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The city was pure gold, like pure glass.And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl,The ninth, a topaz. The tenth, a chrysoprasus. The 11th, a jacinth. The 12th, an amethyst. He showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the midst of its street.The street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. On this side of the river and on that was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruits, yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. They will never be hungry, neither thirsty any more.Neither will the sun beat on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to the living springs of waters. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to repay to each man according to his work. The Spirit and the bride say, Come.He who hears, let him say, Come. He who is thirsty, let him come. He who desires, let him take the water of life freely. He who testifies these things says, "Yes, I come quickly." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is coming to the town. Not the God of prosperity is coming to town. At the end time, we truly will prosper. It is God's promise. 到我们世界最终的时候 当主耶稣真正来的时候 不是财神也来到了 主耶稣真正来了 那时候我们真正是发财了 这么多precious stone 这么多有金的 满城都是 我只能说 最终是什么 以后再没有咒诅 这才是真正的 prosperity. The true prosperity is no more curse, no more darkness, no more night. We no need the light of the lamb and the light of the sun. The Lord God will give them light and see. We will reign forever and ever because we will be kings with our Lord Jesus Christ. 到最后的时候, 真正的发财是什么? 是没有咒诅, 没有黑夜, 因为神要光照我们, 而我们要什么? 做王了。 Do you want to be king? You don't want? You don't want? You want to be king? And we want to be king and reign with Jesus forever, ever. So if we want to be the king, today on this earth, we need to live like a king, manage things that God gave us with wisdom. 如果真的要成为王, 那今天我们活在世上就要活得一个有王有智慧来管理神所交给我们的嘛, 我们的财产。 真正的财富, 真正的发财, 是 no more curse. 你的财宝在哪里? 你的心也在哪里? Whatever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. 所以你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由从内心发出的。我们一起来祷告，主，我们求你自己保守我们每个人心怀一念，在我们还活在这世上的时候，使我们知道我们如何能够好好管理你所给予我们的一切。 使我们能够在地上真正能够做完，将来在永恒的国度当中与你一同做完。Lord, thank you that you give us so much. Help us to guard our heart, guard our mind, and we have the wisdom, and we can steward your possession of money, the blessing you gave us, and then we can live like a king on this earth, and we will reign with you as a king in eternity. Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's all rise and recite the Lord's Prayer. 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。 因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。请坐，please be seated.